Hello and welcome to day 5 of the 5-day mini vacation with your angels program. I'm Kate Large, and I hope you've been enjoying this program as much as I have. Now, in the next 30 minutes, we'll work with the energy of intention and meet and work with the angels of creation through your intention. Now, I just invite you to sit back, relax, and fully enjoy the angelic love that we're going to be sharing today. Now, during this program, I'll share with you the magic of intention energy, and then we'll quiet our minds and align with the angelic realm, and then we'll experience a beautiful guided journey with the angels to powerfully access the creation energy of intention. So today, on this 5th day of our mini vacation, we'll meet with the angels of love and intention, and these are our personal assistant angels. They'll help you anchor your intention to create the highest possible outcome for your day and your life. Okay, so when you wake up in the morning, do you take the time you need for you, or do you blast out of bed rushing to get started with your day? Taking the time to get clarity and anchor our intention for the day is typically not on our agenda. But what if it was? What if it was part of your routine? And what if every morning when you woke up, you got really clear on the energy that you wanted to experience during the day? So what if we asked for angelic help to release those thoughts and beliefs that block us from creating the life experiences and relationships that would make our heart sing with joy? What if we asked and our angels helped us? Imagine this. Every day when you wake up, you take a few deep breaths, set your intention by consciously choosing the energy of love for the coming day, and then connect with your angelic team and work with them to create the highest possible outcome of your day and your life. If you did this every day, what would your life look like? Would your life be different? Would you powerfully create a new experience? Well, the answer is just a simple yes. Yes, you would create a new experience, an experience based in love energy. And we know that love energy is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. And intention is everything. Now, you may be wondering if this is just, is it really possible? And if it is, do you have the power to do it? Well, you bet you do. Improving our lives begins with intention. The energy of our intention begins the molding of formless matter into the experiences we want. So are you excited and confident when you think about the day ahead of you, or do you feel resistance in your body? Is there anything you're uncertain or hesitant about? Identify within your heart any resistance that you feel so you can work with your angels to transform that fear resistance energy to love. And just so we're clear, resistance energy would be any energy that's not of joy, any energy that's not of love that you feel in your body. And why do you feel this resistance? Are you subconsciously pulling information from your archive of past experiences to create your future? Well, this is what we humans do. So let's look at this. When you think about a coming situation or event of your day or life, do you consciously or subconsciously think about what happened last time and feel an uncomfortable resistance energy in your body? If you don't recognize consciously thinking this, but your body feels resistance, then that resistance is coming from subconscious thoughts. Now, we are the creators of a reality. whether we're creating from our conscious energy or our subconscious energy, in every moment, we're creating our experiences. And when we subconsciously pull our archive of past experiences into the moment that we're living in right now, we create the outcome of this moment based on the past. And when you live in the possibility of this moment without residual energies of unhappy previous outcomes, fully in the limitless possibility of this moment, from a vibration of joy and the excited expectancy of receipt, you have the power to create more joy and happiness than you've ever created before. You have the power. And before we go any further, are you afraid of the unknown? Well, Deepak Chopra teaches us in the 7 spiritual laws of success that the unknown is our opportunity to create something that is not known. The unknown is limitless possibility. If all the experiences of your life were known to you, then there'd be no way to improve it. So embrace the unknown, because you can create anything you wish, and you have the power to do so. The question is, are you willing? Are you willing to allow yourself to experience the receipt of what makes your heart sing with joy? Are you willing to transform the fear that's been hidden within you to love energy to create your highest and best good? Are you willing to consciously connect with your higher self, your spiritual essence, and create your life from that love? Are you willing? Are you saying yes? Or notice any resistance that you may be feeling in your body when you say yes, that you're willing. And pull that energy front and center and look at it through your light. Remember, the darkness cannot exist in the light, and you, dear one, are a being of light. Now, fear is an expression of energy of this physical world, and it is an illusion. The reality is that there's only love. Now, we've addressed worry and now have a personal ally, a worry angel, to help us process through worry and access the power of the energy of gratitude. We've experienced the comfort and support of our love angels as they've opened the door to heal those wounds of our inner child, releasing the need for our subconscious to protect us. And the way has been opened to create something new and different, something that we want. And we've held the hands of the earth angels and the angelic angels. And we've supported Mother Earth as she supports us through the love of our essence. Now, the angels and I have created a safe space to access the power of your energy. Know that it is safe for you to be powerful. It's safe for you to use your power. Now, in a few moments, we're going to meet with your personal assistant angels. But before we do that, just take a moment to fully focus on the energy of love to create the highest possible outcome of your day, your week, and your life. Just allow yourself to experience, to recognize, to embrace love energy as best you can. And now we'll begin by quieting our minds. And as before, just simply allow yourself to experience whatever you experience. So just place your feet flat on the floor, and with your hands gently in your lap, palms up. Just close your eyes. And now take a really deep breath and focus your attention on your heart. And now just shift your focus to the gratitude that you feel for the blessings in your life. And just embrace that gratitude to your heart. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? And what makes me happy? Now simply just allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart. And just allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. So now just take a really deep breath and we'll connect with our personal assistant angels and learn how easily it is to anchor our intention and create the highest possible outcome. So together we set the intention to connect with our angelic assistants, to open our hearts, to set the foundation for the highest possible outcome of our day and life to manifest as our reality. We release resistance, doubt, and the fear energy of past life experiences to open the way for the infinite possibility of this moment. So with eyes closed, we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we ask that only those of the light be allowed to communicate with us, and we ask our angels of personal assistance to join us and help us hold the safe space to set our intention for this day from a place of love. We ask for their loving guidance and support to take any action steps necessary to create and live our highest and best good. In gratitude, amen. So just allow yourself to see before you in your mind's eye that beautiful oak grounding tree. Just walk over to the tree and put your hand on the side and just step into that beautiful tree. And just allow your feet to mold down into the roots, going down into the soils of Mother Earth, all the way down to that beautiful core, healing, love, light energy at her center. And with a deep breath, just pull that vibrant, healing, light energy back up through the soils, up to your feet, up through your legs, up to your heart. And just notice the branches of your tree, they open wide to that breath of God. So take a really deep breath and pull that healing love of God forth through your heart. And through that deep breath, just expand the healing energies, Mother Earth, and the breath of God within your heart throughout your body. You are one with God. Now step out through the other side of this beautiful oak tree to your garden of infinite possibility. Your personal assistant angels welcome you into this garden, lead you to a bench, and sit down with you. There are at least two, one on either side of you. Ask the angel on your right, what is their name? And allow yourself to accept that first name that pops into your head. And now ask the angel on your left, What is their name? They may seem new to you, but they've known you forever. They tell you, we're always with you, willing and ready to support you and guide you to create and live the life that brings you joy. Now your worry angel comes forward with this kettle and he asks, is there anything you feel that's holding you back from creating this experience? Any resistance of worry energy? Take a really deep breath and just search your heart for shadows of worry. Any shadows of worry that have been holding you hostage, and just place them in his worry kettle. Now the angel on your right takes your hands and he looks deeply into your eyes and asks that you repeat after him. I'm willing to release the need within me to create my day from the archives of my past. I now set my intention to experience the highest possible outcome of love for this day and my life. Now just take a deep breath and expand the love in your heart to align your mind, body, and spirit, embracing the limitless possibility that is you. And take another deep breath and feel that confidence within your heart growing. And know that you are connected to something so much bigger than you. You're connected to all that is. Connecting to something that's so big, yet you are a valuable, integral, important part. And you hold the power within you to create through you in continuous flow all that brings you joy. You deserve to be happy and to receive and experience all the dreams of your heart. What you dream of is already yours at a higher plane of existence. So just take another deep breath and feel the glorious, loving light of you and God. As one, you come together as one and burst forth, showering your garden of intentions with a miraculous, powerful love. Feel the breath of God move through the cells of your body as your beliefs align with the dreams of your heart. What you dream of is your birthright. Just take another deep breath and just allow yourself to glow in the energy of this light of love. And now see before you in your garden, just allow yourself to see the dreams of your heart before you, made manifest as your reality. And just breathe into the joy within your heart at experiencing what brings you such great joy. Now just thank your angelic assistants for helping you to step into your power and anchor your intention to create days that evolve into the highest possible outcome. You and your angels agree to continue working together to bring your heaven to earth. Now it's time to return to the physical world and bring that joy of having, being, and doing the dreams of your heart with you. Walk over to your mighty oak tree and step into her grounding spiritual essence. And just take a deep breath and see the roots up at your feet blend together and go down into the very soils of Mother Earth, down to that core healing loving light at her center. And just take another deep breath and pull that vibrant, healing, light energy back up through the soils of Mother Earth, back up to your feet, up through your legs, up to your heart. And now step out of your mighty oak tree, fully grounded and returned to the physical world, bringing with you the mastery of the energy of intention. So use this method to anchor your intentions for your day and for your life. And be open to the solutions that show up for the items that you've previously held as a problem. Allow yourself to use your eyes to see and ears to hear and the wisdom of knowing within to recognize the work of your angels that are helping you. Helping you to bring the desires of your heart to fruition. And if life hiccups come up on your pathway, because we do live in human bodies, just open your heart to that perfection within them. Ask your angels to help you look deeply within your heart to help you face, disconnect, and fully transform that fear, resistance, energy to love. And be gentle with yourself as your body aligns to this higher vibration of love. And remember, you're never alone. If you could look into a magic mirror, you'd see that behind you is a crowd of angels, guides, teachers, deceased loved ones, archangels, ascended masters, and other light beings. The room is full. And one last thing. Know that I believe in you. I know without a doubt that you deserve to be happy. And you have the power to create the life of prosperity and abundance that your heart dreams of. Now, if you want a stronger connection with your angels, talking to them and understanding their messages, just use the link in your email to register for the live masterclass on Saturday. Okay, so this completes our time together. I'm Kate Large. Thank you for joining me for this extraordinary 5-day mini vacation with your angels program.